Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to the director of the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce, Hannah Vanderveer, about upcoming events with the Chamber.
It's summertime. It's beautiful in Knoxville. Things are going on all the time. Hannah, we got some things coming up tomorrow. Take us through the Out for Lunch going on.
Absolutely. So yes, tomorrow we have our second Out for Lunch of the season. That will be at the brand new Panther Park, which is next to the Knoxville Community Schools Administration Building. We're going to start off with a ribbon cutting to celebrate the new park and the work that has been done there. And then we'll be there until 1 p.m. Hy-Vee will be grilling, selling lunch for $5. And then KNIA, KRLS will be there with their radio playing good music. Just an excuse for people to get outside, take their full lunch break, and just kind of relax in the middle of the day.
Seems like a pretty fun event going on. Seems like you got a bunch of different fun events, things that people might not really know about. Take us through, if people haven't heard about them, what's going on, you know, especially here coming up in July.
Absolutely. The Knoxville Chamber of Commerce, we stay pretty busy all year, but especially during the summer. So like we said, we have our Out for Lunch program that is happening tomorrow, and then we'll have another one, which will be the fourth Thursday of August. We're almost to August as well. And then coming up sooner than that, we do our Let's Meet for Coffee. So we do that once a month, that coffee connection. Our next one is on Thursday, July 11th from 8:30 to 10. And that's just a business-focused coffee group that just kind of informally gets together, has discussions, talks about ideas, brainstorms, things like that. And then really our big training that we have coming up is our hospitality training. We did this last year and it was a huge success. We purposefully do it in July, right before Nationals, before we have a lot of guests coming. So this year we have it on Thursday, July 18th. We're hosting two sessions and they will be at Celebrate Community Church. One will be at 10 a.m. and one will be at 5 a.m. And Jenny Krikow from the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics will be there. And she's the director of patient experience there. So she knows how to keep people happy. So she'll just be touching on things that frontline customer service people need to know about in terms of how do you keep your people happy. Coffee Connection is sponsoring. They'll have some treats there. So that'll be a really great event. All chamber members and their employees can attend for free, and it's just $10 for non-members. And we also do a lot during Nationals, which everyone is very familiar with, and we are approaching very quickly. So the Knoxville Raceway does a phenomenal job of putting on the event and getting the visitors here. But from a chamber standpoint, we just want to communicate to the visitors what we have here and what they should experience outside of the track while they're here. We do shuttles with HRTA. We help with the Nationals Parade, which will be on Saturday, August 10th. That'll be at 11 a.m. this year, and it's just a really great event that merges the community and the visitors and just really celebrates the drivers and why Knoxville is the sprint car capital of the world. We are also gearing up for some marketing just to let visitors know what they need to do when they're here, some new things that they maybe didn't know about or have been established since they were here last August, and just some really fun things like that.
Like I said earlier, it seems like you got a lot going on. I know you got a lot going on. You mentioned the hospitality training. It's free for members and all these programs and things going on. How do people take part in it? Is it just a free if you're part of the chamber, or do they, if you're not a part of the chamber, how do they take part? One, and two, with all the stuff you got going on, are there still opportunities for people to join the chamber and possibly volunteer?
Absolutely. So we are a membership-based organization, but we do accept everyone with open arms. Obviously, we would have any business, organization, even individuals become a member. That comes with some added perks, and you get into all of our events for no extra charge. You can jump on board any time of the year and become a chamber member. If you're not a member and you don't feel like you're in a position to become a member yet, you can still take part in the activities that we're doing. They usually come with a nominal charge. Our Out for Lunches, our Let's Meet for Coffees, those are free for anyone. We invite anyone to join us for those. Our hospitality training, $10 per person. So nothing huge, nothing crazy. But yeah, everyone can be involved in the chamber. We're not an exclusive club or anything. We would love every business to be involved, but we understand sometimes different situations come up. So if there's ever questions, feel free to reach out to us, give us a call, or visit our website.
That's one of my next question is, how do people find out more information about this stuff? And really, what are the hours here if someone wants to possibly just stop on by?
Absolutely. So we do have an office space here at 217 South 2nd Street in the Iowa Flag House, we like to call it. We do have our doors open from 8:30 to noon every day. We promise that we will have somebody here to answer all of your questions. Sometimes, though, we'll be around in the afternoon. If you just give us a call, we'll always tell you if we're free to stop in. We do have a website, KnoxvilleIAChamber.com, that has all of our event information, all the nationals activities that we're doing. And then you can always give us a call, 828-7555.
Do one more fun question for you. Give us your best sales pitch as why people should join the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce.
You know, the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce has benefits in terms of education and networking, but it also communicates to the community that your business cares about more than just itself, if that makes sense. You're willing to be a part of a larger network and community and put a little bit of effort into making Knoxville a better place.
Thanks to Director of the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce, Hannah Vanderveer, for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.